Live.com. Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Talk about anything you want. It's your show.
That's right. Political, personal, anything goes at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on
at freetalklive.com. You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can download the last 6 days of archives. Burn them on a CD if you want. You can take them with you.
We're
not going to charge you anything.
We do live streaming as well.
We do live streaming.
Yeah.
You can hear the show right now on your computer.
If you want to.
Assuming that the radio stations that are in your area don't carry it.
Although we would like your radio stations to carry the show, and all you have to do to help us out with that, or to help yourself out if you like the show, is call your local station. Tomorrow is Friday, so you can still call them during business hours. Ask for the program director, or in some cases the general manager if there's not a program director there, and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 days a week on their station. So log on to freetalklive.com, and also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Briefly, what it is 20,000... Where they're hoping to have 20,000 activists sign up.
It seems to me that it's inevitable. I mean,
it does seem inevitable.
In a free country such as this, there's got to be 20,000 people left that are willing to uproot themselves and move for freedom. Because that's what's going on. These people are going to be moving to New Hampshire in order to be more free.
More free.
In order to become activists when they get there. These are 20,000 activists. So when you arrive in New Hampshire, you're expected to do something.
They did something just the other week. They had a UN flag burning.
That's true.
What better flag to burn than the UN's flag?
I was reading a post on the Free State Project BBS recently that even though only something like 40 of the members so far, and there's over 6,000 members so far, again, 20,000 being the final goal.
It's over 6,000. Right?
It's over 6,300 at this point.
Okay.
Only 40 or so have actually taken the initiative and moved early. They've moved up before we've reached the goal. Because once we reach 20,000, and when I say we're both members.
We are.
Yeah, well, once
proud to be members of the Free State Project.
Once we reach 20,000, there's a five-year window in which all 20,000 have to move up. But some people have jumped the gun. They've headed up there, and they're already up there making a difference, not only with the UN flag burning, but there was one representative up there from the House who was just overwhelmed that he had two people from the Free State Project helping him with his campaign. Just two people made a huge difference to this guy, and he feels like they really helped him get reelected.
Now, that's the State House or the...
The State House.
Well, the State House, they have how many representatives?
Over 400.
400 representatives.
The third largest legislative body in the world.
Well, think about it. This is a little bitty state.
Yeah.
And they have over 400 representatives.
Yeah, I think the average district size is a couple thousand people, basically.
A city block.
Yeah. There's no reason why you wouldn't know who your representative is. So it's really, it sounds like a fascinating place to live, and I can't wait till we get there. Anyway, that's the Free State Project, again, at freestateproject.org. This show is about you and what you want to talk about at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything, and we talk about it. The email address, by the way, is ftl@freetalklive.com. I stumbled across something right before the show, Manwich.
Me too. I got the same article you got.
Wow. That I just thought was amazing. Now, we've heard rumors, we've heard rumblings of a possible return to the draft. There's been evidence.
There's no draft here. No, we're not going to do any draft.
No, come on. There's no draft in America.
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Right.
There will be no draft.
You've been pretty skeptical of the claims that the people who've been making, the claims that have been made that the draft is coming back.
It's my job to be skeptical.
And I think it's a good thing to be skeptical.
I'm the skeptical guy on the show.
However, the coincidences are beyond explanation for me. We've reported on this over the past year or two on this show. Actually, I guess it's been mostly over the past year. They've really kind of been ramping up. The SSS, the Selective Service, has instructed its local affiliates, I don't know, what do they call them, the draft boards, basically, to restaff themselves. And they claimed that, oh, this is something we do periodically. We Sure, they've been kind of languishing for a while, but we do this periodically. We restaff the draft boards. It's nothing to be alarmed about. There's no chance of the draft coming back. Well, of course, if there's no chance of the draft coming back, why didn't they abolish the Selective Service 20, 30 years ago or whatever it was at the end of the draft?
I don't see why they wouldn't if there's not going to be a draft.
Right. The reason it's there is because it's the mechanism. When all it takes is for Congress to pass draft legislation, and then it's like the switch has been flicked, and the SSS is back in business. They've got all the infrastructure still in place. They're still sending out draft cards, registration cards, to all the 17-year-old males out there in this country. I remember getting mine and being scared to death to not fill it out because it says right on there that you're possibly facing a $500,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison if you don't register with the Selective Service. So
I was scared.
Do
you think if they know to send it to you? That they would know that you're an 18-year-old male, and they just put you on the rolls anyway. Why would they have you fill out the card?
Well, I guess because then you're opting in. You're kind of joining your...
It doesn't sound like an opt-in to me if they're threatening you with 5 years in prison.
That's a good point. But then again, they're the government.
They are
so
silly.
They have recently asked the draft boards to restaff themselves, which is
well, let's not forget
suspicious.
The radio commercials. The radio commercials have started in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I haven't heard them recently, but then again, I haven't been doing a lot of listening to radio recently, but I did hear them back when I was working for Clear Channel, and it shocked me. They had these kind of cutesy, fun-sounding radio commercials that the Selective Service
put together. Let's go kill brown people.
No, it wasn't that. It was, hey, registering for the draft is fun and it's easy. Just fill out your card and you won't be threatened with jail time.
Don't forget the prison sentence.
They kind of had, you know, cutesy little skits that they did, and it just made it seem like it was just an easy thing that all young men in America, it's your duty to fill out your draft card. And it was a little bit disturbing to me. In fact, I think that the radio commercials came out before the restaffing of the draft boards. The radio commercials were kind of the first indicator.
You know, on the urban and hip-hop stations, they must have had little rapping songs.
Probably.
They said, yeah. They would rap how you
Yo, bro, come on down.
Fill out your old draft card.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So they've been working on this.
And stupid, by the way.
They have been working on this. And so there's the radio commercials. There's the reforming of the draft boards around the country. There's, of course, the backdoor draft that's actually happening in the military,
it's
the
occurring.
Stop-loss program, where these poor bastards are trying to get out of the military. They're 4, 6, 8 years, 2 years is up. Their contract, allegedly, is finished, and they're expecting that it's time to go home. And then they're told that they can't. Then they're told that they're being stop-lossed, and that they're now going to be in the service for another 30 years. However long the military deems to need them. And, of course, the clause, I guess, in the contract that allows this kind of behavior on the military's part is equivalent to what you see when you sign up for a phone service or whatever, where it says, we can change the rules of this contract at any time without notifying you.
Well, it's in the rules of uniform military conduct or whatever the term is, so it's not even in the contract you sign.
Right.
It's in the rules that you sign to obey. When you sign the contract.
Code. And who the hell is going to sit down and read that code?
It's
I wonder how long it is.
I mean, it's a huge book.
Yeah. So basically, when you sign up for the military, your ass becomes theirs. There's no guarantee that they're going to let you out. So, and the reason they're doing the stop-loss, it's not newer. It's been around for a while, but they only do it in times of need, according to the military, when they can't recruit enough newbies. That's the problem. The military can't bring in enough fresh bodies to replace all the ones that are leaving Iraq via a casket or leaving because they got their limbs blown off or for some other
poisoned by depleted uranium shells.
Yeah, for some other horrible, horrific reason. They're losing all kinds of troops and they can't replace them at the clip that they need to, so they're just withholding all the guys that are supposed to retire. So you got stop loss, you got the Selective Service radio commercials, we're restaffing the draft boards. There was a few other things that were going on, but there's a new little piece of evidence out there that shows that we may actually be returning to the draft here in a little bit, and you will not believe what it is. I didn't expect to see this at all. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, we're here for you. That's why we call it the show. Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself, but you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can bring up anything. Personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind goes on this show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Also, the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And at freetalklive.com, not only do you get to email us, but you also get to participate in the bulletin board system with hundreds of other posters, hundreds of other listeners, rather, and thousands of posts to read through. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archive section, last 6 days' worth of the show, all there for you on the house, live streaming, and much, much more at freetalklive.com. Talking about the potential return to a draft, to the draft. The military, as anyone who's paying attention to the Iraq situation knows, cannot recruit enough people. They have all sorts of lofty things that they want to do, but not enough suckers signing up. And that's a good thing, because it shows that American kids are paying at least a little bit of attention. They're noticing that their friends and family members are dying in Iraq, getting wounded, permanently damaged in Iraq. And they're saying, well, maybe that $5,000 sign-on bonus really isn't worth me risking my life for. Maybe I shouldn't join the military despite the whole college payment thing. So despite all the little benefits that the military supposedly provides, it doesn't outweigh these young people's desire to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't recruit enough people. And so there's been evidence throughout the past year or so with the Selective Service doing radio advertising, encouraging kids to sign up. They've restaffed the local draft boards. These are the boards that people who want to get exemptions from the draft and deferments and that sort of thing have to go in front of, allegedly, to mm-hmm. plead their case. They're restaffing those boards. And it was interesting when they put up, I think it was when they put up the notice of that restaffing on their website and the word spread about it, they quickly pulled it down. And they said, well, there's nothing to worry about. There's no draft brewing here.
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Forget about the fact that we posted something on our website and then quickly removed it. There's been just some sneaky things going on, and here's another one. Leaders of the Church of the Brethren, this is according to beliefnet.com. I don't know anything about this website, but it's an interesting story. Leaders of the Church of the Brethren say they will follow through on a request from the Selective Service to have, quote, alternative service programs in place for the conscientious objectors if a draft is reinstated. As one of the historic peace churches that shun military service, Brethren officials were cautious after an unannounced visit by a draft official to a church center in Maryland last October. Officials were worried that the visit signaled that a draft may be at hand. In follow-up meetings, the draft officials urged the church to dust off the long-standing alternative service programs that allow conscientious objectors to serve in two-year domestic service projects in lieu of military service. Have you ever heard of this before, Manwich?
I've heard that conscientious objectors have other options.
You make it sound so nice that there are other options. It's still slavery.
It is absolutely slavery.
Let's call it alternative slavery. Because if you... I've done the research. I've actually read the laws that are at the Selective Service website.
Slavery. Slavery you don't get paid for. That's the definition
of slavery. You could claim that the slaves got paid in the fact that they had a roof and some food to eat.
It's true.
It doesn't matter if you're getting a paycheck if you can't leave to go spend it on things.
Perhaps indentured servitude?
Slavery. Servitude. Let's call it what it is. Anyway, I've actually gone to the Selective Service website and delved through the code, the laws that are behind the Selective Service, because I wanted to know, well, if I get the draft notice, what can I do about it?
You can conscientiously object.
No, I can't. First of all, you have to be religious to conscientiously object. I could claim that I was religious and claim a religion and go about that process, but even to do that, you have to appear before a draft board to plead your case, to explain to them why it is you're a conscientious objector, and they have to approve you as a conscientious objector.
Wow.
Otherwise, they throw your ass into military service. So if you manage to get past the draft board, whose job it is to place your ass in the military, if you somehow manage to gain the conscientious objector status, then you get placed in one of these, as they put it, alternative service programs. So you don't get to avoid the whole slavery thing. You get to do a domestic service project, which means the government tells you what to do here at home. They tell you, they give you orders, just like you get in the military, and maybe you're going to go pack some boxes somewhere, or do some other manual labor, or who knows what it is that they have in mind. Who knows what these programs are. But they're forced labor, and it's un-American. And we continue with the article here. In a meeting on December 10th, the church's council voted to maximize our efforts on alternative service. They think they're doing the world a favor. They think they're doing the country a favor when, in fact, they're falling right in line with what the Selective Service wants.
What could the church members do?
Well, they could just help their kids dodge the draft, I think. I think that'd be a much more effective way instead of helping them.
By what? Getting them to Canada?
Yeah, something like that.
That's about it.
In a meeting December 10th, they voted to maximize their efforts on alternative service as well as help guide our youth in their choice of nonviolent service. Let's replace the word service with slavery, because that's what it is.
You know, if they bring back a draft, you're going to be the first one they call, right?
And then I'm going to not do anything. I'm not even going to go show up. They can go screw themselves, as far as I'm concerned. I'd rather sit rotting in a jail than
That's
be a
why
slave.
They'll do it. They'll put you in first, because that way they shut up Free Talk Live.
Well, we'll see about that. And maybe they'll let me use the phone in the jail to call in.
Yeah, you could do the collect call or something.
In a meeting December 10th, okay, I read that. We don't want to miss the part of providing resources to our youth that will help them understand and embrace the Brethren Peace Witness, blah, blah, blah. Selective service officials, get this, here they are again, backpedaling. Selective service officials have insisted that there are no plans to reinstate the draft, said an alternative service director, Cassandra Costley. This is a selective service bureaucrat. She's an alternative service director.
It's just an unrelated coincidence.
Oh, and here it is. The reason she stopped by the service center was simply because
she wasn't just once. She stopped by more than once. It says here in follow-up meetings.
Yes, that's true. But
she
it was
just
because.
Drop by.
But it was, according to her, it was just because she was in the area. She just lives in the area, or maybe shops in the area, and she just happened to drop by to encourage them to reinstate their alternative service programs in the event that there might be a draft. But oh no, 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 there's not going to be a draft. What? What kind of gobbledygook is this?
Crazy gobbledygook. Now, we got 4 years for them to put this back in place. It doesn't seem like they're going to go slow on this one.
The people who are really into this, who really have kind of been following this, they feel like this is going to be the year. Because the military recruiting is dropping like a rock. I mean, 50% are the numbers that we read last year.
If there is a draft, it's the best way the Republicans can guarantee a Democratic victory in 2008.
No doubt about that.
I don't think...
If there is an election in 2008. If they haven't suspended elections due to martial law by then.
Could happen.
Dick Flavahan, a spokesman for the Selective Service, said officials did their best to convince church leaders that there's no draft on the horizon. We answered every one of their questions, and they didn't leave with anything hanging. What we were telling them was that we tell everyone. The story hasn't varied. And of course, what they tell everyone are lies. They're the government. Why wouldn't they lie about this? Oh, there's no draft. We're just getting the wheels turning again for no reason whatsoever. We're restaffing these local draft boards and asking the alternative service providers to staff up and get their programs ready because we're not going to have a draft. Do they expect anyone to believe this? 1-800-259-9231 if you've got a comment. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
and anything goes. Personal, political, whatever it is, it's on your mind. Just finished reading an article about the Selective Service just paying a random visit to some church and suggesting that they bring back their alternative service programs. Alternative service is alternative slavery. It's for the people who manage to achieve conscientious objector status during a draft. And that means that they are forced into these alternative service programs, alternative slavery programs, where they have to do whatever the government tells them to do, basically. Just as long as it's here in the States. They don't have to actually go over and fight, but they're still slaves. And it's an outrage. It is anti-freedom. The draft is really the most anti-freedom thing that I can possibly think of the government doing. I mean, you can dodge the income tax pretty easily. You can kind of avoid the government for the most part. But if you dodge the draft, then you're a coward. You coward! You dodged the draft! I think that people who dodge the draft are heroes of freedom, in my opinion.
I wouldn't go over, I don't know about heroes of freedom, but I sure wouldn't go over there and fight and die in this silly war.
Well, it's anti-freedom to get draft. I mean, the draft is anti-freedom, so therefore fighting against it and therefore dodging it is pro-freedom, in my opinion. Let's go to Steve in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. The show's about your calls. What's on your mind, Steve?
Oh, about the draft, and you're saying it's a form of slavery. I say it's a step below slavery because slaves were exempt from combat. If you go back and look at the history of the United States anyway, slaves weren't inducted into a military or combat situation.
That's true. They just had to pick cotton.
A lot of slaves were allowed to earn their own incomes, contrary to what one of you said earlier. So
mm-hmm. No, okay.
That happened. But getting shot at is not a nice thing. And I think you're entirely right about it being a form of slavery. And it's really, especially I can understand drafting if we're being attacked here. You know,
I can't understand that either, Steve. I would refuse to join the military if we were being attacked here. I'm not saying I wouldn't fight. I would rather join a local militia where I could choose to leave, because if you're in the military, whatever the leadership says goes. You can't say no to their orders. If
yeah,
I'm in
you're
a militia and
you're supposed to if it's an illegal order, and then they put you in a paradox that you have to make the decision if it's illegal or not, and then if you do something contrary to orders, then they'll court-martial you.
Well, yeah, and then they lock your ass in a brig somewhere, and they give you a military trial, and nobody wants that. So, as far as I'm concerned, if we have someone attacking this nation, I would possibly join a militia where if the leadership was going crazy, I would just say, see you later, I'll go find another militia to join.
I can understand that. Are you familiar with what Smedley Butler said?
I have no idea who that is.
Well, I'm sorry?
Who is Smedley Butler?
He was a Marine Lieutenant General, and he wrote a book, War is a Racket.
And all right.
In the book, he said all through his military career, he never realized that he was nothing more than a very well-dressed mobster.
Isn't that sad?
And at the end of the war, he said there are only two things worth fighting for: defend the United States, our homes, and to defend the Bill of Rights.
And isn't it interesting, Steve, that in the last, 200 or so years in this country, mm-hmm. our military has never fought to defend the United States?
Yeah, basically. That's true.
We have never fought for our freedoms since the Revolutionary War.
I tried to come up with a war to combat what he said.
There are two instances. One, when the U.S. was attacked in 1812 when the British burned down Washington.
U.S. merchant ships.
The Japanese attacked Alaska. That was about the only two in there.
When the Japanese attacked Alaska?
Yeah, they attacked Dutch Harbor.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know about that.
But they bombed the Aleutian Islands, and there was a big scare in America that the Japanese were going to land in Alaska.
When was this?
1940...
Oh, so it was World War II?
42.
Was that prior to Pearl Harbor?
No, this was after Pearl Harbor, during the war.
Well, that was during a war. We should note that the United States provoked the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, this guy Smedley Butler, he said war is a racket. He's one of only two people ever to get two Congressional Medals of Honor, and I think all young people should read what he had to write, because there's a seasoned veteran who rose through the ranks to general, and he said it's just a waste of time. When he went over there, he was fighting for Standard Oil, he was fighting for the United Fruit Company, and he had fought on three continents.
How sad must that be, that realization that after his career in the military, that is the conclusion that he drew.
How wonderful it is that he was honest and wrote a book about it, though.
Absolutely. You said the book is called The War...
Let's see. You can look up Smedley Butler. It'll get you right to it. And
because I'll tell you, there's going to be...
War is a racket.
War is a racket. That's interesting because one of our personal, I think one of this show's heroes, Harry Brown, who has a show on the Genesis Communications Network on Saturday nights, immediately following our Saturday night show, he's actually in the middle of writing a new book called The War Racket. So if you can't find the Smedley book, then maybe you should pre-order Harry Brown's book, because I'm sure he'll touch on the same things.
Brown's very familiar with the guy. He's very aware of what
That's
he
Brown
did.
With an E.
Yeah.
Right.
I wish people would listen to a seasoned veteran, somebody who did it all, saw it all, was in combat, you know. And
I really wish that our kids, that our 18-year-olds, could hear from someone like that.
Yes, absolutely. It's a shame there wasn't video and sound back in the 30s when he wrote this, you know, that it wasn't on something like, Movie Time or Movie Tone, whatever that
right.
newsreel was. And there are a lot of other veterans. There are veterans right now that are trying to help kids go to Canada. To
yes.
obey the draft, and
so you believe it's going to happen then, Steve?
I'm torn between wishful thinking and realism. Wishful thinking says no, it's not going to happen, but realism says it probably will.
I'm with you. I don't know.
And right now, we effectively have a draft. We have a poverty draft.
A poverty draft. What does
yes.
that mean?
It means that a lot of young people coming out of high school cannot find entry-level jobs, and the only alternative is to go into the military.
That's true, or at least
living
so
at mom's house is better than living at the barracks, though.
At least so they perceive it. I mean, that's the message that they're given as they're going through high school by the military recruiters.
A lot of these kids are coming from broken homes; they don't have a home that can support them. You know,
right?
Right.
And they're coming from a very low strata financially, and they're coming from a lot of hardships at home. Like
sure.
One of the girls I remember, she said she got away from home to get away from her drunken mother, and. You find a lot of that. If you just start delving into the personal lives of people that go in the military, you'll find a lot of that like this. Who was the girl that was captured over in Iraq that they tried to make? Jessica Lynch.
Yeah, right.
And she went into the military because she couldn't afford college and there weren't any jobs in her home area. And
West Virginia, go figure. If she got a college degree, there still wouldn't have been a job.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of these, I think there was a research done just recently at Tulane University, and they said that... The heaviest burden for enlistment in the military and for combat comes from rural white are the most vulnerable.
Interesting.
I'm sure that's true.
I'm sure poor blacks and Mexicans come right after that.
Usually they're not high school graduates in a lot of cases or have records, and that keeps them out because, you know, the military wants people with a high school diploma and no criminal record or no history of drug use.
And, of course, the military gets this rosy painting by the media in this country. They're made to look so honorable and so wonderful and so great. I mean, the military enjoys some of the greatest press, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, and the puff pieces. Like, I was flipping across the channels the other night, and I saw a puff piece on the military where they were handing out soccer balls and frisbees to kids in Iraq, and they made it look like, oh, you just go over there and play Santa Claus.
Yeah, right.
So you think the best thing to do when you go in front of the draft board is walk in smoking a joint?
I don't know. Maybe wearing a dress?
Right on, Steve. Thanks for the call. Hopefully we'll hear from you again sometime. And log on at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now I've got some ideas. This is your show. It's
Wear
Free
dress,
Talk
smoke
Live.
A joint.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, anything goes, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive in our bulletin board system with the hundreds of users there, the thousands of posts for you to look through. Also, don't forget about the archives, last 6 days worth of the show, all there for you. Miss a moment, miss an hour, grab it up online at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming updates, and much, much more. But let's get right back to the phone calls. We're talking about the possible return to the draft. The evidence seems to be pointing in that direction, much as we would all hate to admit, and that's frightening.
It's scary.
It means slavery will be coming back to the United States. Not that we're not already slaves to some extent anyway, with all the taxes and all the other things that we have in this country, but let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Johnson. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Johnson. Hey, what's happening?
Hi, how's it going, guys? Just wanted to say, you know, there are a lot of people who have talked about the fact that this country is long overdue for a revolution. And I've always associated in my mind that it is my time to start to enact a revolution as much as possible if the draft ever comes back. And I'm sure that there are other people out there who share my viewpoint on that. That if a revolution comes back, or if the draft comes back, it's time to get together and get ready to take down this government.
Well, how would you propose getting together? Because a minority revolution may have been the way that this country started, but not such a minimal minority as we would have if we tried to start one now.
I think as soon as you were to say where the people are being forced into slavery, which is what the draft is, that all of a sudden the environment for revolution in this country would change.
They're not going to say that, though. They're not going to say that the people are being forced into slavery. They're going to say the draft's back to help us pretend freedom.
Protect freedom.
Protect freedom, excuse me.
Although we will be pretending like we're protecting freedom.
I think that plenty of people from, you know, my generation and our age know what the draft is. I mean, they just know what it is. From what they've been taught about Vietnam and from what they know about the draft, people don't have any delusions that the draft, I mean, no matter what the government says, people are still going to think about all the thousands of people who would want to flee to Canada. I think that it would be fairly, I think that there are enough people who would ordinarily flee to Canada from our generation. The difference between our generation and the generation of people who went to Vietnam is that the generation of people who went to Vietnam were all the flower-loving hippies. Our generation is angry. Is angry and is willing to do something.
Now, could you propose...
I like flowers.
Flowers
They're
are great. Could you propose for a moment some other way of having a revolution besides picking up an AK-47?
No, I'm not talking about necessarily going and directly taking up the government, although I think it might come to that. I think it might definitely come to that. But I would be more talking about just leaving and saying, no, I'm not participating, getting armed, and being willing to defend myself. When, you know, said draft agents were to come and show up, be like, no, I'm not going with you. What are you going to do about it?
Well, that's what I'm talking about as far as armed revolution. You think there's another way out?
No, I don't. I think if they were to reinstitute the draft, I don't, because the government is supposedly already working with Canada to say if you flee to Canada, they're going to send you back.
That's
so
true.
I definitely think that a revolution could possibly happen if they're going to be sending people back from Canada.
They speak English in Belize.
I got to say this though. I mean, they are reinstating the draft, and they already have this security apparatus at every airport in this country. You'd have to hop a freighter ship or something like that to get out of this nation, because if we are in draft time in this country and you're going to the airport to try and get a ticket to Belize, they're going to say, how old are you there, Sonny? What's that? You're between 18 and 26 or whatever the draft age is, which
I think
of course
34.
They haven't yet expanded it, but there have been people who have proposed that. I think the current age is either 25 or 26.
25. But
there are people who are proposing expanding that to something like 34 or 35. So they're going to look at you and say, "You're not going anywhere. You're of draftable age. We need you here in this country to help protect freedom."
Blah,
and then they're going to stop
blah.
Your ass from getting on the plane. So how are you going to get to Belize, man? Which, I mean, if it's easy to get to
Belize, you can walk to.
The other difference between this draft and the last time we had a draft is now we've got the internet. We've got people. There are flash mobs that happen. You think a revolution can happen quickly in this country?
What's a flash mob? Describe it.
Okay, flash mob, I don't know necessarily the definition, but a lot of people get together through these networks of instant messages and message boards and whatnot, and they just gather together. Hundreds of people, and even I've heard of flash mobs being thousands of people.
Usually for partying purposes, though, right?
Just for random purposes. They're not
really?
Just really a party. They will just show up at a place, execute a pre-programmed set of instructions, and leave immediately. And they'll just do random things, like everyone will show up at Grand
before the authorities can arrive on the scene. I actually saw there was some movie about, I don't remember the guy's name, but my fiancé was watching it. He was a gay club promoter or something like that in New York City who kind of got in on this scene. He might have even helped originate it, where they had this little forum or whatever on the internet. They passed around word for a certain location where everyone was supposed to gather. Sometimes it would be a subway at a certain time. Other times it might be a restaurant. Who knows? They select a location. Everyone is told to be there at a specific time. And like you said, they leave within a certain period of time. That way the authorities, since they're so damn slow, they never get there. The flash mob is there and gone within a certain period of time. They just go there and yell and scream and just kind of party for 15 minutes or whatever, and then they leave. Isn't that right, Johnson? Johnson? Johnson's gone. 800-259-9231. But interesting suggestion. We'll come back and explore it a little bit more. Maybe he's on hold. Who knows? 800-259-9231. This is you. Maybe he got flash mobbed. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What would you do if the draft came back? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231.
That's what I want to hear.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Inside hour number two, about to wrap it up. Just a few more moments to go in this hour. We got one more, though. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. 6 days a week we're here, although Monday through Friday it's 7 to 10 Eastern, and then on Saturday we got a two-hour show, but we are live on Saturday nights from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. So 6 days of pure Free Talk Live pleasure awaits you.
Well, you know, it's everybody's forum to call in and talk about whatever they want to talk about.
It really is.
That's a huge step towards freedom.
Yeah, we're not censoring. We don't censor any topics. We'll listen to the crazy tinfoil hat types that call in, and we'll listen to the sensible individuals as well. It all depends on who picks up their phone. So we really can be all over the map, from personal to political to anywhere in between, to talking about eggnog, as
you know,
we did last month.
The tinfoil hats have been converting me.
What?
They say some reasonable stuff.
Sometimes.
Paul in Delaware? Like, at first, with talking about gold standards, I believe he was, the first time he called in, I would have never gone for that. But then, I was shown in the Constitution. I'm somewhat converted.
Some of the conspiracies are not really conspiracies at all, but actually based in fact. But then some of them are actual conspiracies and definitely deserve to be questioned. Let's continue, though, this conversation here. We had Johnson on the line, and apparently the call got dropped. What he was going to say, though, is that his suggestion, he was talking about flash mobs.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what this is a group of people that are organized via the Internet. You gotta love the Internet, because if it wasn't for the Internet, I believe we would be in even more dire consequences than we are right now, a dire situation than we are right now. Because the Internet allows us to communicate, to send these ideas back and forth, these revolutionary ideas, if you will. So these flash mobs organized via the Internet have a specific date, time, location that everyone in the mob is supposed to show up at. And so they all converge onto, let's say, a subway car. This is something that really happened in New York City. This gay club promoter set this up, and everybody gets in there and just kind of, I guess they dance around, party, and yell and scream or something. I don't really know what the point of it was. I guess the point was just to get people together and to do this, just to see if it was possible to wreak a little bit of havoc and then leave before the authorities were able to respond, because everybody knows that the government is so slow.
I wonder how slow they're going to be on this draft thing, though.
Anything quickly. They're the government. They're inefficient. They're lame. They're slow. They are too busy eating their donuts and drinking their coffee to really get anything done quickly. And so, therefore, these flash mobs show up, they have their fun, and then they leave. And nobody gets to identify anyone who was there, really. Nobody, the cops don't show up on the scene in time to arrest anybody. And it's an interesting little phenomenon. And he's talking about taking that same concept and applying it to a revolution, of using the Internet to actually have like a near instantaneous revolution to organize and to execute this sort of thing. If they were to bring back something like the draft, if they were to bring back something like martial law.
You're talking about it so theoretically. I mean, all the evidence points to a draft.
The evidence does point to a draft. You're right about
that. At
this
point,
I hope we're wrong. I hope we're wrong, Manwich. Please, prove me wrong, George Bush, and don't sign that piece of legislation. Oh, wait. He signed everything that's been put in front of him. So if the Congress passes draft legislation, you know what's going to happen.
George Bush is going to sign it.
Old Georgie boy.
Sign crazy. Give me a pen. I love signing things. I'm going to sign away some freedoms today.
He'll probably sign this one in blood. He's so sick. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We're going to hour number three. Coming up next, you bring up anything. Personal, political, that's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're in control.
If you're tired...